We work at the National Guard Bureau. So the idea here is to choose the different mission sets that the National Guard can perform to help our Border Patrol. So we have a variety of recommendations that we've made. We've started the negotiations. I've spoken with all the governors.
President Trump is en route to West Virginia for the fourth time during his presidency. Now the president is meeting with small business leaders and families who have benefited from the tax cuts he signed into law in December. This is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. But tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
China state media said the nation has never surrendered to external pressure and will win any trade war, including one with the United States. Lee Zeldin is a Republican congressman from New York. He said we had to try something different when it came to dealing with China.
The president is trying something new. Obviously, the status quo isn't working. The president during the campaign said that he was going to be taking action with regards to the patent infringement and the trade deficits that exist.
Outgoing Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy joined Fox News earlier today, and he was discussing and curious as to how this whole possible collusion between President Trump and the Russians got started, and he would actually like to find out the original memo and actually how this whole thing got started.
It's important why the investigation began, when it began, what information you had that led to the launching of the investigation. I don't think that's too much to ask for another co-equal branch of government to ask that of the Bureau.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
President Donald Trump and House Ways and Means Chairman Kevin Brady recently engaged in some public banter, confirming, in fact, that there was a phase two to this tax cut plan. But how is phase one still doing? Well, Grover Norquist is the president of Americans for Tax Reform. He talks about what their website has been doing, what his website has been doing to track companies that are giving back money to their employees. And also now we're starting to see utility companies pass along savings to their customers. Take a listen.
We've been keeping track at our website, her.org, of all the companies that have announced bonuses, increasing 401k matches, significant new investments, and for utilities, reductions in utility costs in people's rates, specifically because of the tax cut. Only if the company says this bonus, this new benefit, this new rate reduction for utilities is because of the tax cut, we include them. And so we have large companies, small companies. We had a company that just put out $3,000 to $6,000 bonuses, a railway company. And so there's some real progress being made. We hit 500. This is the first time we've publicly announced that we've hit 500. There are more than 4 million people that specifically got bonuses. In addition, 91 million Americans will see lower utility rates because utility companies have to pass through that federal income tax Republican tax cut.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Happy Easter, everyone. I admit, it's my favorite holiday of the year. I love Holy Week, and this is another one of these years I get to do it twice. My wife's is next week, but it got a bit of a problem because I'm going to have to hold off to having any lamb until next Sunday because I'm not going to just fix it for myself because my wife, it's kind of confusing. But anyway, happy Easter to everyone out there, and hopefully you're starting to experience a little bit of spring. It's still cold where I am here in the northeast. I don't know when it's going to break. I'm hoping. The tulips are starting to come out. You're starting to see the green come out, and you're hopeful. You just want it to break and to warm up just a little bit. Anyway, I want to start off today, and I want to talk about, obviously, the markets and the action that we've seen in the markets. We're going to talk about technology stocks, what you need to think about technology stocks, what you need to think about in the markets. And most importantly, what we do best here is we're going to lend perspective to everything. I purposely spent some time this past week watching some of the business programming on TV. And again, it's frustrating for me. I really don't turn it on. I really don't turn it on, and especially times like these, because it just gets me all hot and bothered and worked up with one pundit, one expert, one after another, just spewing nonsense and not lending any perspective to what is going on. First, I want to start off today talking about tech as a whole. All the guns, all the ire pointed at Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. Yes, siree. Boy, oh boy, that evil Facebook, huh? I find it truly extraordinary, I really do, that everyone is getting bent out of shape, going nuts over the fact that these companies sell your data. Use your data and sell your data. What exactly do you think that they do there? Was it last spring or last fall? I can't remember exactly. I'm in New York City, and I'm date night with my wife, going to the city, and we're walking around the Soho area of Manhattan, and a lot of stores in and around that area, but they had this high-end donut shop there, and I see a line into this donut shop that went down the block, around the corner. The thing looked like it was almost a mile long. And I'm like, what in the world are they selling? What is in those donuts over there at that donut shop? And as it turned out, I found out they were giving away Google Homes. It was a promotion. Giving away Google Homes. And I laughed at this. I made fun of this last year a lot. And I couldn't believe that people would willingly put a bug in their home. That's right. You might go back and watch The Sopranos. Remember how the feds had to work to get the warrant to bug Tony Soprano's house, and then they had to break into the house, install the bug in the desk lamp down in the basement, and then his daughter ruined it all when she took the desk lamp off to Columbia, back to college. I think people are willingly putting bugs in their homes. And all of this, everybody getting bent out of shape over Facebook collecting data and using that data to target advertisements at you. Why? Why? Again, I shut off all of the tracking stuff on Facebook. I'm not a tech guru. I figured it out. But I have to admit, I don't mind if I got to look at ads at various different publications. I don't mind looking at ads that might be for stuff I buy. Most of the stuff I get that pop on my ads now are certain clothing companies and lacrosse equipment. So what? I mean, isn't this been what advertisers and marketers have always done? I was a huge fan of the television show Mad Men. Huge fan. Great show. Dom Draper was awesome at putting together ads and pulling at people's heartstrings and getting them to buy stuff. It was that classic scene in Mad Men where they were selling the old slide projector, the carousel, the Kodak carousel, and how he pitched that to Kodak. That's what they do. I was talking about this past week with a bunch of people, and I explained it like this. If Hillary Clinton had won the election, none of this would be going on right now. That's fact. If Hillary Clinton had won the election, none of this would be happening right now. None. The only reason why is that Cambridge Analytica found out that they were helping out conservatives. Uh-oh. We all know that Barack Obama did it better than anybody else did. Anybody else. He was the best at it. He compiled the database like no other. But that was okay. Well, you don't think Hillary Clinton did the same thing during the campaign? She did. It just didn't work. It just didn't work. This is much ado about nothing. Now, Facebook has changed some of its privacy concerns and some of the things it's doing and the data collection that it has. And that's all well and good. And listen, people, I'm being honest. I don't like social media. I make fun of social media all the time. But I know a fake story when I see it, and this is a fake story. This is a fake story. Now, granted, a lot of these stocks, especially technology stocks, have run up pretty quickly. Maybe too far, too fast. Flying a little bit too close to the sun, like Icarus. But you had another story this past week where we had the Uber accident take place. That hit NVIDIA's shares. The semiconductor maker was going to be involved in putting the semiconductors into these autonomous cars. And again, Uber is a private company. And I've explained to you here on the show that the powers that be, the watchdog on Wall Street's axis of evil, all the bigwigs in the country, they want Uber to go public because they have money in it right now. And they want to get their money out. And I laugh at this stuff. I'm like, really? Your test driver in this autonomous car, the guy that's watching the car, is a former felon who wasn't even paying attention at the wheel? You think you guys might have wanted to hire maybe a safety expert to do that? Yeah, Uber's pretty much pathetic and sad as far as I'm concerned. And Tesla as well, who's involved in this autonomous driving also. But again, they still can't get a bloody assembly line going. You know, Elon Musk, he might want to go back and watch some documentary on Henry Ford and figure out how that works. All of this was a cloud that we talked about last week here on the program that was circling the market. Tech stocks, FANG stocks, where they are. We're at a point in time where we had a market correction. When you have market corrections, when you have them, each and every time, you enter a period of volatility. Oftentimes, violent volatility. Let me explain to everybody something. Again, I'm going to give you perspective right now, so pay close attention. The S&P 500 has fallen 14% on average five times five times, actually six times now. Well, no, this is not 14% yet. Since 2009. If the current stock market route ended right now, it would rank near the bottom as far as the downturn is concerned. Who can tell me when the last downturn was? Can't, right? It's hard. You have to actually think about it. I have to actually think about it, which makes this downturn that much juicier to the mainstream media. They've been wanting this for a long period of time. They got to bring out their stock photography. They got to parade all of these people. They got to get the people going. That is their job. The reality of the human mind is that everything always seems worse in the present. The reality is they're not. They're not. Each and every time we've had a sell-off since 2009, talking about the corrections in the current upturn, it's taken around 7 months. 7 months for the markets to pull out of the hole and kind of get some sort of equilibrium. Based upon that, we can expect things, if we're going to follow that model, we can expect things to calm down to some degree right around August. Now, I get it, people. I get a lot of people, they don't like watching this volatility. They can't stomach this volatility. And bear with me, I'm going to get back to that a little bit and what that means for you and your financial plan. And we're going to help you with that. Because make no bones about it. If you are freaking out, if you are nervous, if you are having trouble sleeping at night, you're doing it wrong. You need help, and you need help right away. You need a second opinion. You need a first opinion. You need your financial plan done properly. And we're going to get to that and talk about that a little bit. Going to take a quick break right here. We have a lot got to go over. By the way, we're going to bring out the DeLorean and the flux capacitor today. And we're going to go a little bit down memory lane as well. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be back.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6060 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6060. Avant.com, code 6060.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed, you're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah, here are the numbers. Since 2009, the average correction and U.S. stocks has lasted 200 days and lopped off 14% from the S&P 500, which means if it ended this week, which is unlikely, it is. It's unlikely. I'm telling you right now, my whistle. I don't think this correction is over by any stretch. It's unlikely. It would be the second shortest and second shallowest of them all. And again, what makes this correction even more juicy for the mainstream media and their ability to freak people out is just how calm things have been. It's been downright, how shall I put it, placid for a long time. In 2016 and 2017, the S&P 500 went through several multi-month stretches without posting a single up or down day of more than 1%. Put that into perspective and see the type of movements we've been having lately. Think about that. It's almost every single day. It's been a long time. We had an incredibly low volatility environment for an extended period of time, and that's why this is looking a little bit different. Ever notice when anything like this? Like Summer of the Shark. Remember Summer of the Shark, the shark attacks? I don't know how many years ago that was. Media was jumping all over it. Oh, my God, all the shark attacks. Well, yeah, there might have been more shark attacks that year than other years. But that doesn't mean that shark attacks are trending or it changes reality. You have to put things into perspective. There's sometimes there are outliers. It is what it is. Anyway, I want to talk about, I want to go a little bit again, more perspective for people so they can understand the markets as a whole. And what we study here at Markowski Investments and the Watchdog on Wall Street show is history. So, yeah, we fire up the flux capacitor, the DeLorean, and we go back in time. And I'm going to warn you, okay? The trip we're about to go on might be uncomfortable, might bring back memories of strife and anxiety, and even worse, might remind some of us out there of some very, very regretful choices and decisions we'd made in the past. Because what? We acted out of fear. We acted out of panic. One of the worst things you can do is to panic and to make choices while you are panicking. We can go back to 1987. For the year 1987, the market's up 30%. Gangbuster year. But again, started seeing some clouds. You had economic growth that started to slow. Inflation started to pick up. Interest rates started to rise. The overall market price to earnings ratio was above 20, climbed a little bit. There was a big divergence people felt was going to happen between the price of companies and earnings growth and market performance. That divergence was widening. So we had a bad Friday. This is October 16th, a bad Friday, which led to a really, really, really bad Monday, October 19th. The Dow fell 22.6%. To this day, they don't know what really sparked the entire thing. Some people feel it was institutional traders conducting some sort of portfolio insurance trades. It doesn't really matter. There was no circuit breakers in place back then, so the markets could go into free fall. What happened after that? Markets came back. Took a few months, but they came back. What did you do back then? Did you freak out? Did you run for the hills? Sell at the lows? Another one of my more interesting parts of my career was the mother of all speculative tech bubbles. 1997, going all the way almost up to 2000, 2001. And I've talked about this here in the program. That was the worst point of time for Markowski Investments. Worst point in time in my history. Being at that point in time, being in one of the biggest bull markets, insane bull markets, was a nightmare for us at Markowski Investments. However, it did lead to me getting this show. It did. It did, because we were right. We called it all. We told everybody exactly what was going to happen. I want to remind everybody. Back then, if you had a goatee, a foosball table, and a .com attached to your company's name, you were getting financing. Wall Street was going to throw money at you. And why was Wall Street going to throw money at you? Because investors all around the money, around the country, was throwing money at Wall Street. We had excessive speculation in countless companies. I think in 1999, there was like 427 IPOs. Excessive speculation in companies' business plans, which could best be described as pathetic and sad. Now, you couple that with all these brand new discount firms out there, right? And all the online trading platforms. Stewart from Ameritrade going to shake the market up, and tow truck drivers with their own island. Oh, yeah. And they were preaching the gospel that everyone could have their own private island. And it was easy. Right. This is why that point in time was difficult for us at Markowski Investments, because we were old fuddy-duddies that didn't understand the new economy and the new paradigm and all of this new stuff. But we did. We understood it all too well. Got to take another quick break, everyone. More good stuff when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back. Show me, show me, show me how you do that trick. The one that makes me scream, she said. The one that makes me laugh, she said.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Yesterday, President Donald Trump ordered the National Guard to assist the Border Patrol in securing our nation's southwest border with Mexico. According to the White House, the president's decision reflects a lack of congressional action to reform our broken immigration system and strengthen our security at the U.S.-Mexico border. Kirsten Nelson is the Secretary of Homeland Security. She joined Fox News with a few more details on this plan.
The way this process works, as you might know, is we work with the governors and we work with the National Guard Bureau. So the idea here is to choose the different mission sets that the National Guard can perform to help our Border Patrol. So we have a variety of recommendations that we've made. We've started the negotiations. I've spoken with all the governors.
President Trump is en route to West Virginia for the fourth time during his presidency. Now the president is meeting with small business leaders and families who have benefited from the tax cuts he signed into law in December. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. A national survey of more than 1,000 U.S. drivers reveals a surprising disparity between attitudes and behavior when it comes to distracted driving. The survey was commissioned by Esurance to better understand why people get distracted when they're behind the wheel. One worrying finding is that more than 90% of those surveyed believe that texting while driving is not a good idea, but more than half of daily commuters continue to do it anyway. Stephanie Braun is the director of the Connected Car at Esurance.
Despite the fact that fatalities related to distracted driving are on the rise, the survey tells us that drivers are willing to take the risk and continue to give in to the lure of using technology while driving. We're seeing more automakers try to address the issue of distracted driving through semi-autonomous features, but nearly a third of drivers with in-car safety tech believe warnings, sounds, and alerts can be distracting as well.
For more information, visit www.esurance.com. That's www.esurance.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
This song is pretty apropos for what I'm talking about. It's a 1990s tune, and everybody wanted to get on the train and ride it. Oh, yeah! Oh, Markowski, I gotta sell all these fuddy-duddy companies that are paying dividends and all this old stuff. Listen, man, I understand how tempting it was. And I get it. I tried my darndest to again, explain to people what was going to happen. Let me put it this way. 1999, and this is fascinating. The S&P 500 was up 19.5%. 19.5%. But what was interesting was that more stocks were down in the S&P 500 that year than were up. True. The NASDAQ, 1999, rose 85.6%. That is still to this day, that's a record. The greatest gain for any major index in U.S. history. 85.6%. The top performing stock, 1999, Qualcomm, up 2,619%. There were 12 other stocks that rose over 1,000% as well. Another seven were up over 900%. That's 1999. Just think about those numbers for a second. On March 10th of 2000, the NASDAQ composite peaked at 5,048. Over the next 30 months, it dropped by 78%. What happened? Back to life, back to reality. Like the old soul to soul song that I love. Yeah. All of a sudden, earnings mattered. Because they always do. In the end, they always do. Your business plan matters. And now what we were talking about, rather than new paradigm, was burn rate. How long could a company survive? How much cash were they burning through? You could almost set your calendar to when companies were going to go under. You could. And you could say, hey, you know what? I can go by the company then, and maybe I can pick up a foosball table and some Herman Miller office chairs on the cheap. And that's what happened. Again, market sell-off. But what if you had your financial plan done the right way and you weren't tempted to sell all of your high-quality stuff and go all in new economy, tech sector? You're fine. You're fine. You own a fundamentally sound company through the entire tech wreck, the great tech bubble. You were A-OK. And again, we can talk about the Great Recession, another big sell-off, right? From October 2007 to March of 2009, the S&P fell 55%. Now, that was a crash. That was a sell-off across the board. And much of it wasn't necessary. Again, the media and inept politicians in D.C. made matters worse. I don't know if you remember the day the first financial rescue package was rejected. The market dropped by, 777 points, down 7%. I think the NASDAQ was down close to 10% on that day. But if you held out, you held on to your quality, and you invested more, how well did you do? Listen, I can go over more times the markets crash and go back to the flash crash of 2010, countless occasions. But my purpose is, how do you handle these things? What did you do then? What are you seeing right now? Perspective is always necessary. And we don't get this. The things that I'm telling you, you're not getting from anywhere else. Because it doesn't sell well. You get it? There's no sale that's attached to what I'm telling you. When the markets were selling off back in February, and I came on the program and I said, stop. Don't do anything. You're not going to get that from CNBC. You're not going to get that from your brokerage firms, because what do they want to do? They want to sell you something. They want you to move and groove. That's their business model. We get back from the break. Let's talk a little bit about the media. And we're going to also talk about your financial plan. Again, are you freaked out over this stuff? If you are, you need help. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. Brass monkey. Yeah, monkey.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
This report is brought to you by Odor Eaters. Odor Eaters is back with their fun yet stinky annual Rotten Sneaker Contest. All participants at this national contest are raising a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children from across the country competed at this year's contest, hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not, for a chance to win the national title and $2,500. But only one lucky pair of Rotten Sneakers could be crowned the winner, and they belong to Hunter Ham from Eagle River, Alaska. And while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find yet a new foul scent on every sniff. Rachel Hirsch, PhD and expert of smell.
This year's participants really moved the bar up even higher. We all know kids are known for getting into some stinky messes, but these kids have a talent.
For more, visit odoreaters.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6565 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6565.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
Only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Yeah, I get these feelings of deja vu when markets act like this. And I've done programs like this very program several times in the past. It's what we do. It's what we do. We're constantly trying to defy conventional wisdom. The nonsense that is being shoved at people, shoved down people's throats, that is not in their best interest. This past week, former CNBC anchor, also worked for the Wall Street Journal and Forbes, wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal. I couldn't believe they printed it. Titled the op-ed was A Guide to TV's Fall Season. And what he meant by fall, he meant market fall. And in this column, he goes off. He talks about what they do at CNBC, what they do on air. And the job is to get the people going. And he particularly talks about the entire Great Recession when he was an anchor there at CNBC and how basically it was fueled the unrelenting pessimism. People coming on the program saying, I don't know if I'll ever buy a stock again. I don't know if there'll ever be this. I don't know if the stock market is going to survive. You know, this is the type of stuff that was out there that we were battling. You tuned in, even not even on CNBC. You turned into Glenn Beck's television program. Go back and watch some of those shows back from the during the financial crisis. Yeah, I know he was selling seed banks and bunkers and gold coins and crap, but he really was going out of his way to scare the hell out of people. Never bet on the end of the world. It's going to only happen one time. And let me tell you something else about all these TV gurus. It's a game of, can you top this? They need to become more over the top. Try it sometime. Again, you could. Come up. I'm telling everybody out here that you could do this. You could become a guest on CNBC or any of these networks. They really don't check. Go to Kinko's, come up with your own letterhead, business card, whatever it may be, and then put out a press release with this really wild prediction that is just so far off the charts. They'll book you. They'll book you because they're not concerned about who you are, what your track record is, whether or not you've been right in the past. They're just concerned that you're going to get the people going and you're going to get them tuned in. Coming up next on CNBC, coming up next on Bloomberg TV, coming up next on Fox Business, we've got an analyst that says this. You're not going to believe it. You ever take a look at any of these people's track records? You know, I used to call them up. I called up Glenn Beck's program one time, got his producer on the line. I said, do you know who you have on air is a criminal who lost his license? And you're allowing him on air to tell people what to do? They had no clue. They didn't check it out. He was just there because he got the people going. You need to understand that these programs do not have your best interest at heart. Never have, never will. Never have, never will. Now, with that being said, take everything, all the perspective. I just gave you all the perspective of what has happened in the past. And I also told you as well that, you know what? Things are going to continue to be volatile. I believe that things are going to continue to be volatile moving forward. If you are still nervous, then you need help. We're going to talk about that when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return. Some ass I was still now. The deal is that we're real, so we still round. Don't lamp with a freestyle phantom. Ain't trying to be handsome. Tricking what you're thinking, cause I'm bamping. I live in top of hip hop. This is hip hop of the day. I get props.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, 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 oh.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Oh, 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 oh.
Everybody was kung fu.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. The one, the only. The place we take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed and give them a beat down. All right. I want you to think back time. Was there ever a moment in your life? Did you ever have a moment in your life where it was like a life or death type of a moment? Where you had to make a decision. We had to make a decision whether or not you were going to panic, freak out over something, and you might die, or to calm down and get yourself out of a predicament. You ever had one? Hopefully you didn't. I had a couple. One in particular I was thinking about the other day. This was years and years and years ago. It was scuba diving. And we were scuba diving in a wreck, and I was by myself, and you're not supposed to do that. I don't know how I got separated from your little buddy in the buddy system, and I got stuck. The back of my tank got tangled up on something above me, and I got stuck. And that's scary. And I had to make a choice. I said, either I'm going to control my breathing, calm, and work my way out of this and live, or I'm going to panic and die. Okay. I didn't panic and I'm here now. You cannot make decisions, never make decisions when you're panicking, you're nervous, you are doing things out of fear. That's when you make really poor decisions and poor choices. Now, with that being said, each and every one of us is different. Each and every one of us has a different threshold or tolerance for risk or for volatility. That's okay. We're not all the same. I've got three brothers, and we are all very, very different people. And my risk tolerance is very much different than one of my other brothers, and for various different things. It's like pain tolerance. Certain people have a tolerance for pain. Other people do not. There's nothing wrong with it. But as a financial planner, I have to recognize that. Is it worth it? Is it worth it for you? If this, all of this market volatility is keeping you up at night, and you know you've got your financial plan, you've got it done the right way, but it's still bothering you. Is that worth it? No, it's not. It's not. You need to make some changes. You know, when we're asked all the time, hey, what is your firm's track record? My firm's track record? What do you think I am? You think I bring in a new client? And we have our buy list of 50 stocks, and we just shove them into that client's portfolio? Each and every client that we handle is different. There's no two families that are alike. And they need to be handled as such. I've described this years ago, people ask why I don't do a buy, sell, hold program. Because they're stupid. Buy, sell, and hold programs are stupid. A buy for you may not be a buy for your next door neighbor, but might be a buy for your uncle, but might not be a buy for your aunt, if that makes sense. No two people are alike. For me, right now, the way my portfolio, I'll explain my portfolio. This market volatility doesn't bother me in the least. Not at all. I don't care. I understand it. I've got my arms around it. You know what? I'm putting money in every single month. Dollar cost averaging, that's what I do. For someone else, you know what? that might be a little bit older than me. They may have different goals than I have. They might want to stop working at some point in time. They're getting to that point in time, that five-year period where they're going to need to start accessing their retirement accounts. Well, you know what? You need to be doing things a little bit differently. You do. All of this needs to be factored in. Everything that is focusing on the now, what is happening now, discard it. Discard it. Don't worry about FANG stocks. Don't worry about this. Worry about you. Worry about your goals. Worry about where you want to be. Worry about your state of mind. Life can be tough as it is. You want to be stressed out over your portfolio when there's a market correction, or we hit a patch where it's increasingly volatile? No, you don't want to do that. It makes no sense. That's not what getting your financial plan done the right way is all about. That's sheer lunacy. Again, people, I am inviting, and we've got a lot of people as of late, and we're doing the best we can, okay? As far as burning the midnight oil, we've been at it. Lots of people coming, calling, hitting the website, asking for a second opinion, consultation with one of our certified financial planners. We're here to help. We're here to help. And again, I want to remind everybody, I don't care what position you're in. I don't care if you're just getting started. I don't care if you're on your way. You do not need to be a multi-millionaire to work with a Markowski. We've never operated that way, and I'm telling you right now, we never will. Get the help you need. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Moments ago, President Donald Trump arrived in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, where he will be participating in a roundtable discussion about tax reform. Now, Republican Governor of West Virginia, Jim Justice, joined Fox News to talk about how the tax cuts are really helping folks in West Virginia.
His tax reform is really taking hold in West Virginia. West Virginia is growing at a growth rate of about 5% now, and we're doing really good things. And we made a commitment to invest in education, and I would encourage governors and everybody across this nation, be fiscally responsible. But when you have monies, when you have real monies within your state, I think we ought to really reinvest back in our kids and back into education.
As jury selection continues in the Bill Cosby sexual assault retrial, a majority of jurors summoned as potential alternates say they've already formed an opinion on the case. This is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. But tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
First-time jobless claims jumped last week, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
242,000 Americans filing initial claims for jobless benefits last week, according to the Labor Department, and that's 24,000 more than the previous week's revised total, which had been the lowest in 45 years. Most economists had been expecting the numbers released on Wednesday morning to come in at closer to 230,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow said he believes U.S. GDP could hit 5% for a time as economic growth moves back toward its long-term trend. He explains why on Fox Business.
We've had such a slow recovery, so-called. It's really a growth recession during the Obama years, not a real recovery. So, yeah, will we get 5% forever? No, but there's a catch-up here.
And with a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up over 250 points today. This is U.S.